Captain Rifton was still breathing hard from his run along the cliff tops. Having made his report to the three pure ferrets in the throne room, he stood to attention, awaiting orders. Aghanoush shrugged.
Tell the freebooters to anchor in the bay and bring them up here. We must bargain with them.
Kerda roughly jostled Blad out of the way and stood in front of her father's throne.
No, I say tell them to drop anchor outside the bay. Then they must lower their rowing boat. Only their captain and officers, I not having the full crew of scum inside here, yar.
Aghanoush did not like having his orders countermanded, but he saw the wisdom in Kerda's statement and nodded to Rifton.
Yar, it be as she say. Bring the captain and a few others. Keep them under close guard.
Rifton went back to the headland, taking with him a company of well-armed rat guards. Plug, however, flatly refused to trek overland to the stronghold. Filling his ship's longboat with almost a score of crew beasts, the fox had them row him up the fjord to the jetty, leaving Rifton and the others to march back along the meagre shoreline. Rifton watched the freebooters disembark. Blocking the jetty with his guards, he confronted the silver fox.
Leave your weapons here. You ain't allowed to walk in home to a meeting with the royal family.
Plug drew his axe, smiling dangerously.
Stand aside and give way, soldier rat. Where a freebooter goes, his weapons go too.
Rifton held up a paw. His archers put shafts to string and stood with bows drawn. Now it was his turn to smile.
You'll carry out my orders or die.
Plug did not seem unduly upset. He gestured back over his shoulder to a weasel, balancing a lethal-looking stiletto by its blade tip.
See Taz in there? She can throw a blade faster than your eye can move. She can bring down a swallow in the wing. So, if there's any dying to be done, rat, you'll be the first to go. Do you reckon you can get him through the eye, Tazin?
The weasel was a stone-cold killer, she replied coolly.
Yeah, sure I can, Captain. Which eye do you fancy? Left or right? I can drop him afore they move.
Brandishing his axe, Plug pushed roughly past Rifton, chuckling to the shame-faced rat commander.
Don't never try and stop a freebooter. You're only a landlubber, and lucky to still be alive, I reckon.
Shog had lashed the tiller, leaving the small ship sailing on a straight course. He leaned over the side, surveying leagues of white-crested waves in every direction. Nowhere was the sight of land.